Carson Williams has moved on to bigger and better things since clogging traffic in his Mason neighborhood with extreme decorations in 2004. He synced thousands of lights to music, and it ended up on a beer commercial.
I started by just putting simple lights on the house and making them blinks, and then did that for a few years, and then I saw a gentleman in Florida do a light show with music. I'm like, oh, that's the way you got to do it. So that grew me into doing the light show with music and then getting, you know, more and more lights. And every year you got to add lights to it. That's just the way it works.
Williams is now making money doing Christmas decorations. His company, Konzar Lights, designs displays at shopping centers, parks, and the Cincinnati Zoo's Festival of Lights. The zoo's special events manager, Susan Ludwig, takes me on a tour, and we walk up on the 35-foot main Christmas tree.
I just love this tree. I always just think it looks so pretty and it's so nice. So,
how many strands of lights are on there, do you know?
You know what? It's got to be around 10,000 bulbs or so, because each individual branch has its own string of lights.
And if people are impressed with this, they'll really light up when they see the show on Swan Lake.
And everything around the lake is all in lights. Like, you can see the trees around here are all wrapped in red and green lights. And then, you know, we have some displays. Even our train trestle, we put icicle lights on, and that's part of the show. The main attraction, of course, is the big tree in the middle of the lake.
Carson Williams has been helping the Cincinnati Zoo since 2007 design the light show and making it work with the latest technology.
We use Lightarama controllers. They're all connected together, and then there's one part called the MP3 director that runs the show. So it's the same stuff you can buy for your house. It's just the professional level. They're, you know, that's all in metal boxes and everything.
The so-called grandfather of extreme Christmas decorations, Chuck Smith, is impressed with Carson Williams' work. 30 years ago, he had computers controlling decorations at his house and kind of thought it was silly until a car full of screaming kids drove by, backed up, and told him that was the coolest thing they had ever seen.
And over the years, what started as just a few hundred lights, I think I eventually got up to over a quarter million lights on my display before I finally said, that's enough, and just gave up decorating my own house. So now I help other people do the decorating, which just means in January, while everybody else is taking down their displays, I can be inside watching football.
Originally, his old computer slashed together with a bunch of transistors ran the show. Now the technology is much more reliable, easier, and affordable. He says just go to your big box store and be prepared to spend between $100 and $200.
But the bottom line is you can get your lights dancing to the music relatively easily. And these companies, they provide all the music for you, so you kind of have to like the music that they like, but it's pretty easy to do. But invariably what happens is once you get bitten by the bug and that you see the lights dancing to the music that first year and you see the smiles on all the faces that you create, you start wanting to put more lights up the next year and have more lights flashing.
Smith says Lightarama can be as sophisticated as you want it to be, controlling 20,000 to 30,000 light channels. He says one of his favorites is the Christmas Ranch in Morrow, and he visits that every year. So what's the future of extreme decorations? The ability to take any light and make it any color at any time. Smith says this gives people the option of leaving up their lights and changing them to, let's say, red and pink for Valentine's Day.
That kind of stuff just gets me all excited, because now we can think Christmas lights like year-round.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.